Item number two, technical changes.
Yeah, we did amend it.
Does anyone have?
This one.
Anything to say on this item? Mr. Fudge?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, these represent just typographical errors, things of that sort. They have no fiscal impact whatsoever on the budget.
So we need a motion to approve? Supervisor Schmidt moves approval of the technical changes. Any further discussion on the technical changes? If not, would you please take the roll?
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Are these changes informational? Is this Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask Fiscal and Budget Administrator Fudge, are these informational? Are we to vote on these? I remember it was being informational.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, it is an action item so that we can make the changes to the text of the narrative.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have some questions because I'm seeing page three. There's some mentions of capital projects with, I think, additional 2014 capital improvement budget includes, and it's adding some things. Why are we adding those here? And just want an explanation.
That's the one that's next.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I believe you're referring to the section under non-departmental revenues. Originally, the text had indicated that there was no land sales revenue budgeted. That was technically incorrect. There was actually some budgeted in these capital projects. This language would have corrected that. This language, however, has been subsequently changed through an amendment to this org unit. So this would all go away anyway.
Mr. Chair, so we're saying that the projects that are listed here, they were listed somewhere else to get done, and we're restating that here in this language.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that's basically correct. They're within the capital narrative, and so within the capital narrative, you would see these two projects budgeted with the expenditure authority, and they do have some land sales revenue budgeted.
Okay. And I just want to be clear, the liquid chromatograph, there we go, tandem mask spectrometer. Wow, that sounds like something on a spaceship.
Spectrometer, we have.
Right, spectrometer. What part of the capital budget is that in?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, within the narrative, the liquid chromatograph.
Chairman, Supervisors, yes, if you look on the table of contents on page 2, it's under section 10, other agencies, project WO234 on page 156.
And what department?
That would be in the medical examiner. You have a number of projects that are classified as WO, which means other, so you'll see a variety of departments that kind of be classified underneath that.
Any other questions?
There are a number of different other things, like positions that are listed as well.
Well, feel free if you had a question.
Page 9 and page 7. I'm seeing create one, abolish 0.7, create one, 2013 action. So are any of these new positions or... Are we restating what you said before?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it was just because there was a typographical error made in the explanation of the change. On page 7, for instance, under the nursing program coordinator, there's not a change in the addition of 0.3 FTE. It's just that the original narrative had a typographical error in explaining what happened to reflect that 0.3, and it's the same thing on page 8 and page 9. There's no change in what happened to the positions or the level. It's just that there was a typo in how or in what happened to those positions, and then just summing up the total at the bottom on page 8.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey.
I'm sorry I walked in late, and I'll make a motion after we're done with this to be recorded. But on this one, did anyone ask our staff, the board staff, if they've had an opportunity to review this and, in fact, confirm that these are strictly clerical, not draft lawyers, and if they agree with that statement?
Mr. Keating and Ms. Jansen-Knight.
Mr. Chairman, I've had an opportunity to review the technical corrections, and they are technical in nature.
Thank you.
And then you wanted to be recorded?
If it's appropriate. Well,
I thought you may have missed it. Yeah, sure. I think you may have missed a vote recently,
yeah,
right?
May I have unanimous consent to be recorded in the majority?
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the technical amendment. Do we have any further discussion on it? If not, would you please take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 2, which is technical changes, is approved.
Then we go to item